of commons is a large field that is, I would say maybe of 3 or 4 acres. You hear of the Boston Commons.
Yeah.
I think if we, you will read back that you, the Boston Commons originated at the time the town of Boston was being built, and they left this commons and built around it, more like a city square. And that's where, I think that is where that word originated as commons, was back from the New England states.
Mm-hmm.
And it was used, I remember we used to use it a lot.
Is that so?
Because as youngsters, we would go out back of our barn and always tell her, we're going out on the commons and play.
Well, now, did they ever call anything around a cleared area, nice and grassy, a meadow?
Oh, yes, quite often.
What characterized a meadow as compared to, a commons?
A commons?
I don't know. I
just really couldn't tell you. Mm-hmm. It's just a name that I've always heard used. That's the meadow.
The nice grassy area, not necessarily wet.
You might say, I've heard this expression, that is a nice meadow of clover.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or that is a nice meadow of Timothy hay.
Almost used like field.
Yeah, just about the same. Uh-huh. You would think of. However, I think in terms that the meadow would be termed as a smaller area than a field.
Yeah.
A field would be termed as a large portion of ground.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's my idea.
Yeah.
I might be wrong on that.
Oh, well, now you spoke of a swamp, I believe you said.
Yeah.
A little while ago. That would be a spongy area that doesn't drain so well.
A boggy place. We often referred to it as a bog or a swamp. It's a good place to grow cattails.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, now along the sea, of course, we're pretty far from the sea at any point here.
Let's see, what would be referred to as a bog.
Or
a swamp. It could
uh-huh.
be. And I suppose that in this region, if you had a real swampy place, you could refer to it as a boggy place.
Oh, yeah, like I've heard that.
Yeah.
I guess we wouldn't, I haven't heard marsh out here, but.
No.
Eastern.
I think that you find the eastern along the coast, that is some of that marshy land there, where there are sand dunes and some of them are kind of low.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where the marsh is used mostly.
Yes. Well, now, here in Clay County, there are a number of freshwater streams. There's no good-sized river here in Clay except Eel. Is that the biggest?
The largest.
Yeah.
Is Eel River, yeah, here in Clay County.
Now, how about the others?
Does the Eel River go in Clay County?
Well, it's down around Bowling Green, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that the Eel?
Yeah, that's the Eel River. Oh. Yeah, that's Bowling Green. That's right.
That's on 46. I think I know that.
Go through the steel bridge and up a big hill.
Exactly.
To go into
Bowling Green. They put a new bottom in that bridge.
Yeah, I believe a county supervisor was telling me not long ago that last summer they were putting a new bridge in a new bottom and a floor in the bridge Bowling Green.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to go around on 46 there for quite a while.
There used to be a very interesting covered bridge there, but I don't know, it finally got away from them or something.
Uh-huh.
I think some high water in one of the piers gave way and it came down.
Wouldn't doubt it a bit. It looks a little bit vulnerable even now.
Yes.
Because that's low land across there.